Everybody have written comments come to John's office or to Cappy to incorporate into the final form of this. And being that, we'll look at it in the upcoming weeks, and maybe we'll have something hopefully in final form for next month. John?
And maybe we'll even have a discussion, not just taking the comments and incorporating them, but
have an open discussion.
Those that want to really be involved, have a discussion and move it forward. All right, thanks, Rich.
All right, Tracy and Hector?
Yeah, I mean, one thing to consider, John, maybe laws and rules, since it's a proposed law, to have a working session. I'd love to be a part of a back and forth. I can put stuff in writing, but my mind works.
There again, we'd have to come through this committee and through rules afterwards, because we're the originating of this.
I know that, but it seems odd.
We will do something. Don't worry, Tracy. We'll incorporate everybody. Hector?
Okay. So are we, we're postponing this in the interim? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, just because that seemed fairly unclear. So do you need me to make a motion to that effect to postpone until our next?
Well, I thought I did.
If you want to, that's fine, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I thought that's what I did, but yes. You want to do it, you're more than welcome, but I
make a motion, formal motion to postpone.
Okay.
You
want to second it?
I'll second it.
All right. Any other discussion? Everybody understand, if you have any comments, by all means, get it to the chairman's office. All right? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we have our lovely county clerk here tonight.
Yay.
And Nina is here basically on resolution. On resolution 178, the Ulster County entered an agreement with Schoharie County.
Schoharie.
To provide micrographic services of microfilm. We had some questions last week about cost and so forth and so on. And Nina's here tonight to give us all our answers. Nina?
So what we're doing is we utilize the equipment that we have in our record center that is there for our use. So we have an archive writer. And what that does is that takes every image that we take here in the county clerk's office, all our deeds, our mortgages, judgments, and moves them from an image into microfilm. And the reason being is that imaging and scanning is not a permanent medium. So the New York State Archives does not recognize it as a way for permanent documents to be stored. So that's why we take the image and we move it to microfilm, because microfilm is permanent. And therefore, the retention, you can get it back 100 years from now if you maintain your film. So because we have this piece of equipment, and it's a costly piece of equipment, and we've had it for 10 years, other counties have reached out to us and asked if they could use, if we would provide that service to them and write their images to microfilm. So what we do is we actually write the images to microfilm, and then we create what we call Diezo Dupe. So the silver original film goes into storage, and you utilize your Diezo Dupe, and you never touch your original roll film unless you need to make another Diezo duplicate of it. We do it for Albany County, and just to give you an idea, in Albany County, we have a contract not to exceed $22,005, and last year we made $19,003 on it. So we're really maximizing our equipment, we're making money, and it's a minimal amount of labor for our employees. It's a matter of putting something into a archive writer and spitting out the film and then putting it into the duplicator and spitting out the film. So in Schoharie County, everybody knows they had the flood, and therefore many of their records were destroyed, and so now they're trying to be proactive in maintaining those records. So everybody sends us CDs. So they send us a CD, and their contract's small. It's $4,500. So we'll make about $29,000 on that. But it's $3,000 more that we wouldn't have here in the county, and our equipment's there, and the cost to the county is minimal.
Tracy?
So I guess the first question, they send us a CD. Do we pay for the film?
For certain counties we do, and certain counties we don't. If we pay for the film, that cost is included in the cost of doing the contract. And only they provide us with the film.
The film, and Schoharie doesn't.
Right.
When I looked at the contract, I didn't see.
That's okay. Correct.
So I think I definitely was one of the people with the most questions.
Okay.
I looked up, I just Googled online those Diezo duplicates and microfiche, and these prices struck me as radically low. You know, anything, I mean, I couldn't find anything online that came anywhere close to this, which is why I was wondering, you know, I realize we make $4,000, but I just don't, I mean, is it a market rate? And how do you, I mean, if you do an analysis against what the labor is and the film is, and I realize you're saying it's not very much labor, but it seems, it just seems so, so low for the services based on what else is out there.
Okay, so it's 3.6 hours needed per roll to labor times 27 rolls that we do equals 98 total man hours needed to do this. We use a manpower employee to do it at $10.50 an hour for a total of 1,000. I mean, I can read all this to you. I can give you a copy. $1,037.61 for Schoharie. We the microfilm is $17, and this just went up the middle of the year. But anyway, $17 a roll times 27 rolls is $469. And then for us to create a Diezo dupe, a Diezo dupe is $1.58 a roll. So the total cost for all those, the total cost per roll is $57.48. Total cost for 27 rolls is $1,550. So it's $4,500 that they give us, $1,500. So it's like 3,000. Those are ballpark figures. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I can give you the figures, or I'll give you copies of these. We're Albany County. We don't supply the microfilm, so therefore we make more money on it. Sure, we can look at the cost of increasing it. I mean, on a roll of film right now, we're making almost $50 per roll. So...
Yeah, I mean, I would suggest, if at least looking at it against what the market value is, just
right. We did based on our costs.
Who else would do this? What other county would do this if you didn't?
They go to private.
And what would it
companies.
Cost them? They went to private.
Yes, much more.
A lot.
Right. So we offer this service because we base it on our costs, and then we 33% profit is basically what we do. 33 to 35% profit on what it's costing us.
Well, realistically, we should not be making a profit. But there again, I'm sure we have costs associated in
right.
that profit.
You've got to maintain the machines.
Right, maintain the machines, you know, the service.
So I think it's more higher to 50%, but that's my opinion.
Okay.
No, I'm only kidding. All right, any other questions?
So moved.
We already moved it. We voted on it just for background information regarding what the cost was.
I'll make copies for the committee.
Yes, these are on.
Yes, you may.
Go downstairs and send you these clean copies. These are all written on.
Sure.
I just want everybody to understand that we probably have the best county clerk in the state because I've done closings as a bank attorney throughout the whole state, and I've dealt with all of the county clerks, and I still deal with county clerks, and our county clerk is awesome. I get leads back from her office in about a week's time. Other counties, it takes up to 6 to 8 months, sometimes a year. And I know that doesn't sound like much to you, but when you're dealing in banking and you need your deeds, you need mortgages, it's very, very important. We can go online right now and have access to anything from 1987. So if you want to find out if you have a judgment or anybody you know has a judgment, you want to see a copy of your deed, see a copy of your mortgage, you can access that right now at a reasonable cost. If I were to try to do that in Suffolk County, it would cost me $600 as a basic fee, and our county clerk as a commercial fee, it's very, very reasonable. So I just want you to understand that you do an awesome job. The documents are great. They're easily downloaded. Thank God you get rid of TIFF. You can download the documents. It's very easy to access. I just wanted to pay you a compliment because I don't think people realize what your service is, how important they are, especially from a legal perspective, and how awesome you are, because a lot of the other county clerks' offices are not. And I can talk about even local ones. They're awful, and actually one of them is about to get sued. So it's not funny. It's a local one. So
really?
By a title company. So just
oh,
I want to say thank you very, very much.
Thank
really
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Erica. And if I could say one other thing, I would if you would like to, I would love to have you come over to our record center And we will give you a tour. You can see our imaging, our scanning, our micrographics department. You could see our archival vault. You can see our off-site storage facility. I'm looking at Sylvia. I mean, we've just upgraded all our computers in the county clerk's office, soon to upgrade them over at the Hall of Records. And we really work hard as a team to give the best records management program to the county. And I think that is reflective in the fact that we have, like, Columbia County, Sullivan County, Albany County, Schoharie County, coming to us, asking us for services. And we try to do what's best for the taxpayers. And Erica's right, our records are now online, and there is a cost associated with it. And we probably make about $50,000 a year on that online service. Could we make a lot more? Well, maybe we could. But we're trying to give the attorneys, the businesses, the opportunity to maximize their time as well as the public, and yet ensure the integrity of the documents by doing, you know, charging a certain cost to it.
I use it almost every single day.
That's great. That's great.
Almost every day.
And we're looking at e-recording, e-filing, so there's a lot that's coming down technology-wise in the clerk's office.
Well, that's why you run unopposed, because you
number one. She's number one.
And secondly, if we come to the record storage and you're going to just show us around, you got to provide dinner for us.
I don't know. You and I have been around a long time. We might end up in the archives and they might all leave.
All right, Nina, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care, Nina. Okay. Thank you. All right, Resolution 157. Calling on Ulster County Senate and Assembly delegation to introduce and ensure passage of state legislation required the state to take
second.
Over total expense associated with production. Second.
Right there.
Any discussion? Did we take a vote last week?
Not on that one.
Okay. No discussion? No. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Nope. Let's go. 171, establishing capital project 410, Department of...
That's actually the wrong title on that.
Oh.
Agenda.
Okay.
There are 171, 173, 175, it's the bonds.
Right. So
that's the wrong title, but the resolutions are right in the pack.
Okay. So we already passed the resolutions, correct?
No. Right.
We did not?
You did the resolutions, but...
Project.
You passed the capital project, but not the bonds.
Not the bonds.
Along right, but we don't have to pass them tonight.
Yeah,
but here. All right. Resolutions, if we may, 171, 73, 75. All right.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any other issues? If not, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor. Say aye. Thank you for coming. Have a nice evening.
Oh,
a long evening.
Wait,
you have a sign, yes.
And I apologize. I just copied what Tom Kenny to look at it.
That's all right. We'll let you, we'll excuse you.
I'm really sorry.
Go across?
Absolutely.
I was going to say these had to get changed then.
Yeah, nobody did.
Okay.
I apologize. Don was sick today, and I
didn't.
And I didn't.
So glad I noticed that the commission.
That's the worst thing that operate on that bridge.
I don't know if the legislators have heard, but did you want to tell them a little bit about what's going on with JJ?
I did. I just.
You know about Mayor?
What is it?
We have her on the agenda tonight.
You hear about that?
What is this one?
Wow.
Is that it?
Sure. Oh, I'll get that one.
Yep. You don't need that.
Did you?
I'm wrong.
That's good. There's your pen back.
Down there. Down there. Right.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Somebody's talking to me.